HL7 messages are composed of reusable components called segments. Each segment is identified by a three-letter mnemonic. Segments are content-oriented, that is, focused on such things as the patient, the visit, the act or event, or activity or the thing. Which segments are used in a message depends on the message type. The message type is associated with a trigger event. Fields may be repeating. For example, if more than one provider is identified, all may be included by using the repeating field construct. A segment is made up of data fields. We will learn more about this construction in the following slides. HL7 has not chosen a specific terminology, but maintains a registry of controlled vocabularies, and the terminology is expressed as a triplet: code, text name, and controlled vocabulary identity. For example, LOINC is represented by LN. SNOMED is represented by SM. As V2.N developed, the standard was unable to stay ahead of the user requirements. Consequently, provision was made for user-defined segments identified by the first letter Z in the mnemonic name. The good part of Z, or local segments, was that the user could send anything. The bad thing was that users never reverted from the Z segment to an actual HL7 standard segment when the standard caught up with the requirements.